The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami during the Mayapur Festival in March 4, 1990 in Sridham, Mayapur. This is given during the Chaitanya Leela Seminar.
Informal name. In this way, he acceded to both. and many mantras regarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the word Visvambhara is used. Even in that mantra that in San Chaitanya Bhagavat, Visvambhara, Vijabhara, both Itai and Dwar are considered Visvambhara. They're both sustaining the universe. But he was known as Nimai. Everyone, mother would call him Nimai, known as Nimai Pandit. Nimai became a favorite name. Like his passport name was Visvambhara, but he was known as Nimai. In India, this is common. They call it Daknam. A name you call someone by. In the West, they call nickname. Someone may be Jonathan, William, Smith. Then they call him John, or Johnny, or Joe, something like that. Anyway, after this ceremony part was over, the Chaitanya Mangal, for instance, it describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he was dressed. While this was going on, how he was decorated with a black eyeliner made from some kind of wood charcoal or something with a ghee put by the mother. How he had beautiful jewels, golden ornaments, little baby, small child, 1 year old, big baby, still a baby, 1 year, 2 years. And he was still crawling, still at that age, just crawling age. But he was given this ornament. He came out looking, smiling at everyone. Then the next ceremony was to do the annaprasana. They did the same time, namakaranam, annaprasanam. Giving the name and also giving the first grain. So we do an ISKCON simplified version. We put money in books. But Jagannath Mishra, he did it in a more intricate way, elaborate way. He put a pile of books, various type of books. Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Bhakti Kanda, Bhagavat, all type of Vedic Shastras, one after another. Then he put a pile of gold coins, silver coins. Then some small coins, these conch shells, which are like paisa or something, cents, kuri. In those days, 80 of those conch shells was equal to one penny. So this was less than a cent. What you really call small change. They put a pile of that. They also put some pens just to see if he went for the money. Was he a small timer, medium, big? What was the relative attraction? To what level of money? If he went for the book, which book would he go for? The Vedas or some other? Subdivide. What are the details? Well, once they let Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's a little Nimai, loose, you take whatever you want. He just crawled right to the pile of books. And immediately he grabbed one of the books and he started to just hug it, embrace it, sitting there looking at everyone. So all the pundits, they said, oh, what a great pundit, he went for the book. But the devotees, they said, no, he went for the Bhagavatam. Rantaratya Bhagavatam ki! He went right for the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he grabbed it, and he was embracing it, smiling. He loved the Srimad Bhagavatam so much. Went straight for it, and grabbed it, and embraced it. No one had ever seen that. And we've seen, I'm sure the devotees, many devotees have seen, even already in ISKCON, a dozen or more annaprasans. Child looks this way, that way, touches one thing or the other, but never make a beeline, crawl, grab the book, pick it up, hold it to the target, Srimad Bhagavatam ki! Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just looks like a child. In reality, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's playing pastime. You see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. pastimes, because all of the devotees, they are relating with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu according to the way he is interchanging with them. He's appearing like their son, a small child. So they think this is a small child, what a beautiful child. Although the Lord, he also plays like them, but he has potentially, he is the same transcendental person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's just playing the role. He's in control of all the situation, but he allows himself to go in this mood of exchanging loving sentiments with the devotee. The Lord, he enjoys the loving relationships, exchanges with his devotee more than all the formal chanting of the Vedas, more than tapasyas and austerities, penances, and all. Just pure loving devotional service to him is the thing which gives him the most spiritual pleasure from his devotee. Pleases him the most. So, while the Lord was playing in the Purana's attention that the Lord will come as the son of Sati, age of Kali. So while he came as the son of Sati, he's just playing in her yard, playing in her house, like a little baby. This is a wonderful thing. How fortunate is the devotee of the Lord, because of their pure devotion, they're able to get the Lord as their own son. The love Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mitra have for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his reciprocation is beyond description. It's not possible to explain even a fraction of the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. Many examples have been given how it is impossible to fully give justice to the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some example like his pastimes are like the sky, and the ability of someone to describe is like a bird. Different birds can fly different heights, but no bird can fly to the limit of the sky. Or another example is Anantadeva with his hundreds and thousands of heads. He cannot glorify, explain all the glory on even one day of Lord Gauranga's pastime with all of the heads, all of the mouths. So, you see that different shastras, they go in different detail, but actually these pastimes could be analyzed from unlimited angles. How he's reciprocating with different devotees, how he's inspiring them, his transcendental appearance, what pious activities, what great blessing, how did these devotees get to become the parents or the neighbors, the associates of the Lord? It's simply by his causeless mercy. Everyone, all the neighbors of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his child, they loved him more than their own children. This phenomena was also seen in Vrindavan and Akachakra, where in Vrindavan, the residents of Vrindavan, they're only talking about Krishna. Krishna would steal the butter, and they'd be talking about Krishna, trying to catch Krishna, complaining to Mother Yasoda about Krishna, because they love to talk about Krishna, because they love Krishna. Even their anger, they didn't want Krishna should really be punished. They just were enjoying the whole intrigue created by Krishna in stealing the butter and playing, and to be able to watch him and exchange these pastimes with Lord Krishna. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Nimai, gradually attracted the mind of all of the people. First, his family member and relatives, neighbors, they were the ones who would go to his house. As he grew a little bigger, the purview would increase until finally when he was Nimai Pandit, he attracted all the people of Navati. When he became Gaurhari, when he started his Sankirtan movement, then not only Navati but the whole of India became swept away by his transcendental pastimes and preaching. So we have the saying, come in like a needle, go out like a plow. His pastime enters very subtly. People won't notice so much. Those who are aware, they know that when he appeared, there was the full moon eclipse. Everyone was chanting the holy names of Krishna. The whole atmosphere became auspicious. People naturally became attracted to performing spiritual activities. They would naturally engage in Krishna conscious activities. Normally, a solar or a lunar eclipse is considered inauspicious. So when this lunar eclipse happened, everyone went to the Ganges to bathe. We used to do this in previous years. There was a lunar eclipse on Chandra on this Gaur Purnima. We'd go in the Ganges and stay there for an hour or two or whatever until the eclipse crossed over. This is considered the safest place to be to avoid any contamination from the astrological effects and otherwise of the eclipse. So there was a peculiar situation in Navati. The people wouldn't chant the name of Krishna normally. The Brahmins taught people that this is a mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The mantra shouldn't be chanted by anyone and everyone. You can wear out the mantra, take away its potency. So it shouldn't be chanted just like that. The only exception they gave, when you go in the Ganges and you bathe, the Ganges is a Mahatirtha, it's pure, so while you're in it, you can chant. This was a type of dogma that the Smarta, the caste Brahmins, were spreading in Navati. So they would criticize the few Krishna devotees that were chanting Hare Krishna, that you are ruining the Hindu Dharma because you are chanting the name of God out loud. It's going to destroy the effect. But during the lunar eclipse, everyone came out and chanted. Everyone. So the devotees, they're hearing the whole town. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Go Hari, they're chanting. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So they're wondering, this is supposed to be inauspicious, lunar eclipse, but we have never seen a more auspicious moment, because